Good morning. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The Attorney General reminds Barbadians that mask wearing indoors is still required amid a relaxation of the country's COVID-19 protocols. Hoteliers expect an increase in arrivals due to the change in COVID-19 protocols. The rebranded Harrison's Cove Eco Park to offer new attractions from next month, and 21 people dead after a shooting at a primary school in Texas. I'm Carol Toppin. Your details up next. Attorney General Dale Marshall is reminding Barbadians that although mask wearing outdoors will no longer be mandatory from today, they're still required to wear them indoors and on school premises. In a statement, the Attorney General said that the recently introduced ticketing system to deal with people who breached the requirements of mask wearing will now only relate to the non-wearing of masks in public buildings and on school compounds. He explained that the term public building in the new directive includes a building, tent, or other structure that is fully or substantially enclosed to which members of the public have a general or conditional right of access. He also urged Barbadians to keep their guard up and to continue to take protective measures against the COVID-19 virus. This country's tourism players expect a boost in arrivals from the relaxation of the mask mandate and the testing requirements for arriving passengers from today. This follows government's recent announcement that visitors will no longer have to arrive with a negative COVID-19 test, provided they are vaccinated, and that mask wearing outdoors is now optional. Chairman of the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, Renee Coppin, predicts summer bookings will increase as a result.
At this point, people do not wish to be policed and penalized for simply making the choice to walk down the street without a mask. The proposed changes to the Barbados travel protocols are expected to result in increased bookings for Barbados and an improvement in the booking pace. Presently, we're projecting occupancies of 48%, 41%, and 42% for the months of May, June, and July 2022, respectively. While we informed previously that we expect those average occupancies to improve, it is now our further hope that the improvement will be more significant with the announced adjustments to the travel protocols.
She also stressed the importance of more locals getting vaccinated.
We wish to continue to encourage Barbadians to become fully vaccinated. And those that have been fully vaccinated, we wish to encourage you to take the boosters. The vaccine provides an added layer of protection, which is extremely important and minimizes the risk of serious illness. By getting the vaccine and taking the boosters, we are not simply protecting ourselves, but protecting our families and our communities. We look forward to continuing to partner with our local ministries as we seek to find sustainable ways to manage the virus and to provide a safe and beneficial space and experiences for both Barbadians and visitors alike.
Chairman of the BHTA, Renee Coppin. Chaka Caribbean Adventures, the operators of Harrison's Cove, have added three more experiences to the Eco Park, which will open to the public on June 15th. Minister of Tourism and International Transport, Senator Lisa Cummins, attended a tour of Harrison's Cove yesterday and said both locals and visitors stood to benefit from the new attractions.
The level of imagination and creativity that Chaka has brought to Harrison's Cove is, I think, outstanding. We have taken, as I have described, a single attraction, which used to be the cave, and converted it into an entire ecotourism park. We're excited at the idea that persons coming to Barbados, getting off of a cruise ship, long stay visitors, or certainly one of the things that's most important and dear to us now, is Barbadians understanding and learning more about what they have to offer to others. This is our home, and welcoming people to our home means that we know our home, and we understand what we have to offer.
Meantime, Chief Executive Officer of Chaka Caribbean Adventures, Mark Melville, says the Harrison's Cove Eco Park will boast multiple experiences aimed at encouraging repeat visitors.
So we have turned a single focus activity into to have multiple elements, multiple experiences, and multiple activities. The objective of Harrison's Cove is to make sure that people who have been here 10 times want to come back over and over again. We want people to come here and stay and play. Persons who brought their business here for the traditional tram ride to come in and out, that tour is always available and will be here forever.
Chief Executive Officer of Chaka Caribbean Adventures, Mark Melville. The chief executive officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society has reported that preparations for this year's AgroFest are going smoothly. James Paul tells Starcom Network News plans are in place for the opening ceremony of the National Agricultural Exhibition on Friday, with overseas exhibitors expected to arrive on the island soon.
We already began the process of putting down some tents, at least the major ones, and we have some additional ones to put down tomorrow. Hopefully we should be able to get out tomorrow and we should be able to start putting in the utilities. We also, even the overseas guests, that is the Chinese and the Romanians, and they are already in looking to set up their booths, individual booths. So we are ready in terms of trying to open on Saturday. I want to add to that, we are having an opening ceremony on Friday evening at 5 o'clock, in which we will have the President of Guyana, Dr. Ali, and also, of course, the Prime Minister will be there.
Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul. Minister of Agriculture and Food and Nutritional Security, Indar Weir, is concerned about the high quantities of pork being imported in Barbados and notes that local farmers are producing enough to satisfy the country. Speaking during the debate of the Animal Disease and Importation Bill in the House of Assembly yesterday, Mr. Weir said that local producers are being challenged by the imported products.
We have currently a situation where pork is actually imported in Barbados when we are producing enough pork to the extent that one producer called his pork proper pork and say he knows his pigs personally. And if we can have that kind of PR in order to sensitize Barbadians to using local pork, I am indeed saddened but concerned that we can have so many cuts, different cuts of pork imported into Barbados. Under many different excuses, sometimes justifiable, sometimes not so justifiable, but that we are importing pork to compete with local production is something that I am addressing.
He also sees the need to empower farmers and boost local production.
Given what is taking place with Russia and Ukraine, I am already on the front foot in dealing with how we can increase overall production in the sector, giving us double-digit growth in the sector, but at the same time doing what I feel responsible for, and that is the empowerment and enfranchisement of Barbadians in agriculture. And Mr. Speaker, I cannot allow for imported pork to compete with proper pork. I can't. And therefore, Mr. Speaker, we're going to have to draw a line in the sand and determine what we're going to do about this problem. Certainly, we're going to be more vigilant as it relates to pork and pork products coming in from here on.
Minister of Agriculture and Food and Nutritional Security, Indar Weir. Meantime, Member of Parliament for St. Michael's South Central, Marsha Cattle, says she wants to see greater emphasis placed on animal protection in the country. She was also speaking in the House of Assembly yesterday.
But I think one of the other issues that we have, as we have across several of the ministries of government, is an enforcement one. And so I think that we need to be able to set up systems for people, for example, who find it difficult to hold on to their animals. Even if we don't care for the animals themselves, which I hope we do, we certainly have to care for the repercussions. We certainly have to care for what happens when you have scores of stray animals roaming the streets. And so I would like to see some more attention paid to this issue of animal protection, not just when it comes to dumping animals, but also when it comes to how we treat the animals that are in our care.
Member of Parliament for St. Michael, South Central, Marsha Cattle. Jamaica's Prime Minister Andrew Holness has been strongly criticized by the parliamentary opposition for not announcing the date for the reimposition of the mask mandate. This comes in the face of another round of rapidly rising COVID-19 infections. On Friday, Mr. Holness said he will again make it mandatory for people to wear masks in public places as the government tries to contain the fifth wave of the pandemic. Opposition spokesman on health, Dr. Maurice Guy, is questioning the delay and told media that the Prime Minister should have acted faster to reintroduce the mask mandate as a risk of transmission is rising. And finally, 19 children and two adults have died in a shooting that occurred yesterday at a primary school in South Texas. The gunman opened fire at Robb Elementary School yesterday, and investigators say the 18-year-old suspect had a handgun, an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle, and high-capacity magazines. The teenager is also suspected of shooting his grandmother before the rampage. Recapping the headlines. The Attorney General reminds Barbadians that mask wearing indoors is still required amid a relaxation of this country's COVID-19 protocols. Hoteliers expect an increase in arrivals due to the change in COVID-19 protocols. the rebranded Harrison's Cave Eco Park to offer new attractions from next month, and 21 people dead after a shooting at a primary school in Texas. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.
Thank you, Carol. And you can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp Add Me to 256-6397 to receive breaking news. The latest at 7:30 was brought to you by Sagicor, Wise Financial Thinking for Life.